wonder if Tom Marshall knows the answer to that. I won't even ask him. I don't think Tom Marshall would know the answer to it. You have no idea why we you've just called in, Tom, and we appreciate it. You cover the Mexican national team and League MX for ESPN FC, and you've just heard somebody ask a curling trivia question, Tom. I guarantee that has never happened to you in your life.
I can confirm that I don't have any idea about the answer.
Don't worry. I didn't either, but that's why God invented Wikipedia. I want to talk about Toronto FC and Club America. The return leg of that match tonight, Toronto FC has a couple of goals to the good. We all know about home goals and away goals. But tell me a little bit about what type of a reception Toronto FC will get tonight at Azteca. And I'm particularly interested in whether or not Miguel Herrera's rant about the Toronto police and about the pitch and all those good things, if that will have any impact on the crowd reaction.
Listen, I think tonight Toronto FC, this is the biggest test. I mean, I know they went through against Tigres in the quarterfinal, and Tigres is also a very good team, but you know, it's Club America, arguably Mexico's biggest club. It's the Estadio Azteca, kind of the heart of Mexican football. I expect around 50,000 there tonight. The club itself, Club America, have been promoting this game a lot. And obviously, you've got those Miguel Herrera comments. He's been mocked by a lot of people, and some of the things that he was saying have been ridiculous. But I tell you, the impact they will have had is that it's fired up the Club America fans, and it'll fire up the players as well. So for me, it's going to be an absolutely intense atmosphere tonight for Toronto. For me, it's the biggest test that they've faced. I know they've won the MLS. I know they've got past Tigres. But for me, this is absolutely huge and massive test for Vani, the players. And, you know, they've been up to it so far along this run. But, you know, tonight's another big moment for this Toronto FC team.
Tom, how predictable was it that we would see "quote unquote" something from Miguel Herrera during this series? I mean, this was pretty predictable that he would pull something out, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, for those that don't know, he was the Mexican national team manager, and he got fired for swinging a punch at a journalist in a Philadelphia airport. So I mean, he does have history with kind of being a bit volatile. But yeah, honestly, I think that this doesn't have much to do with Toronto FC. I don't think it's even got anything to do with MLS. It's Miguel Herrera hates losing. Mm-hmm. He absolutely hates losing. And it's not just the fact that America lost against Toronto. I think it's the way Toronto played. And I think this is what we've seen. Me, you know, being down, living here in Mexico, and you see the press, you watch the TV programs. I honestly think what Toronto have achieved, and not just what they've achieved, the style that they've achieved, what they have so far in this CONCACAF Champions League, has made an impact. I mean, I honestly think Toronto are a different kind of MLS team than Mexico fans in general have seen. You know, Toronto like to play football. Someone like Giovinco, I mean, that's the type of player Mexicans absolutely love. I mean, complete flair, brilliant on the ball, very intelligent. And I think that feeds into it a little bit as well. I think Miguel Herrera knows that this Toronto team is very, very good.
You know, what typically, you know, for our listeners who may not have been paying attention, typically what has happened when MLS clubs have faced League MX clubs? What, League MX is a better league. Some of the individual teams are better. Most of the individual teams are better. But typically the MLS teams just kind of, park the bus and basically concentrate on just getting the ball and hoofing it out of play. What normally happens when an MLS team faces a League MX team?
Yeah, I think two things. I think when the MLS teams have played at home, they've generally done okay in the last few years. And then when they come back down to Mexico, that's when the problems start. And obviously, the other thing is the MLS teams it's obviously a stereotype from both sides, but the MLS team is more physical, sit back a lot more, play on the counter-attack, play for set pieces and using that kind of height advantage. And then the Mexican team, much more technical, pass the ball around, keep it on the floor. Obviously, both sides are a stereotype there, but I mean, that's basically the perception of what goes on. And then at the end of it, Mexican teams win. I mean, I think Mexican, the Liga MX clubs are going for, I think it's 13th consecutive CONCACAF title. So that's one of the reasons why there's been so much interest right now in Mexico in this tournament. It seems to have really, you know, what Toronto have done, what New York Red Bulls have done is really rejuvenated the tournament. Because to be honest, when you've got a tournament, it's almost like the European Champions League. Imagine if, you know, 12 consecutive years a Spanish team won the title, it would get a little bit boring for the Spanish teams as well. So I think that's what's happened with the CONCACAF Champions League. And now, obviously, especially what Toronto has done, I think there's renewed interest and, you know, fascination now about whether Toronto can go to kind of the spiritual home of Mexican football, the Estadio Azteca, two-time World Cup final stadium, and get a result, which I think will it make a massive statement in the CONCACAF region.
Tom, how surprised are you that Toronto FC has been able to handle that, you know, sort of the way Club America uses their width? I mean, one of the things we'd heard coming into this competition was that typically Mexican teams like to attack wider. We didn't see it as much with Tigres, I thought, although we certainly did with Club America, going in fours and fives and waves and stretching the field. Are you surprised that TFC's been able to handle that? Because, you know, typically in MLS, it tends to be a little more up the middle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at, I think historically, if you put it in the historical context, you are surprised. But then you look at this Toronto team, you know, Jose Altidore, Michael Bradley, obviously Giovinco, you're very solid defence. I think Greg Vann has been absolutely very tactically astute. He's matched the Mexican manager. I think he outthought Miguel Herrera in the first leg, without doubt. I mean, the way Toronto moved the ball quickly into the midfield and then exploited the space because America were pressing high. I thought that he clearly had spotted that and took advantage. I think on that level it's not, because this is a very good Toronto team. And really, the name that just makes the difference is Giovinco. And I think one of the things that we've seen in this CONCACAF Champions League historically is the perception, at least from MLS, that Mexican teams kind of, you know, they will go down easily to win a free kick when necessary. They will go down to win a penalty. I think what we've seen in the last couple of games, Giovinco's got that as well. I mean, if you look at that goal against Tigres, was that a free kick? You know, the free kick that he bent in. I mean, debatable. Was the penalty in the first leg a penalty? Again, debatable. But the thing is, Giovinco, he knows what he's doing. He knows the importance of kind of winning that free kick or the penalty for his team, and he's not kind of being, I don't know if it's the right way to say, but too honest. I mean, he knows the fine detail, the game intelligence of how to get through against difficult opposition.
Now, we do know that Club America will likely be without Jeremy Menez. They also lost their number 10, Cecilio Dominguez. He had a thigh injury. I believe that was Saturday. They played a league match. So how does Club America, which needs goals, how do they compensate for losing, you know, certainly one of their main attacking threats?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Henry Martinez, a Mexican international, he's going to come in. I think Ibarguen, who's a Colombian, you know, they're both very good players. Obviously, Cecilio Dominguez and Jeremy Menez, they bring the flair to the team. They can open up a defence. Obviously, it's a blow for Club America, but, you know, America is a very good team. Let's make, you know, no bones about it. This is a really good Mexican team. It's, along with Tigres, it's the two teams that have dominated the last few years, the best two teams in Mexico. So America's got they've got the ability to pull this off, you know, without, make no mistake about it. That's why I'm saying this is Toronto's biggest test yet. And I think that for America, obviously, the key is going to be getting a goal early. I think that would settle a lot of nerves. I think the fans will really back the team tonight. I think it's going to be a really, really good atmosphere. The Miguel Herrera comments as well, I think it's made Club America fans, you know, just excited about this game. And I think that, you know, the other side of the draw, you've got Chivas. You know, Chivas against New York Red Bulls. Chivas are America's biggest rival. Those are the two biggest teams in Mexico. And I think from the Club America side, they're so desperate to get to the final because they definitely don't want Chivas to be in that final without them. So from the Mexican point of view, there's a lot of talk about can America and Chivas, you know, set up a Clásico Nacional final. So I think it's going to be the key for America tonight is intensity, overpowering Toronto, the atmosphere, kind of making them feel uncomfortable. And hoping for that early goal, which would be absolutely huge.